Hey guys.
This is a video game based podcast called Get in the Car Gamer.
The opinions and ideas expressed within are solely ours. They should not be taken seriously by anyone.
So lighten up or light up.
And enjoy the show.
Hey, get in the car, gamer.
They shall belong to us.
Round one, fight.
What is going on? Hey, how's it going? Welcome to Get in Car Gamer, everybody. I'm Josh Lamai, and with me as always,
Kevin Clay.
Sorry, I hit a little stumbling block there, you know? Sometimes you get caught up and your tongue doesn't work. And
it's all right. I watched you stumble and then recover into a perfect triple front
into
flip.
Into a sprint.
Yeah.
Into a gallop without hitting a stride. I hope you guys are doing great. I am happy to be here.
Mm-hmm. We had kind of a gray day today.
It was kind of rainy. Low energy day, you know. It was like, it's a Monday.
It was sad.
The weekend is over. He has risen.
He has risen. We hope you had a nice Easter. We hope you found. Yeah. If you're the type to hunt an egg, we hope that you had a lovely time doing it and that there was either scrumptious treats. Or perhaps a silver dollar,
you know,
Sacagawea dollar.
Right. And if you don't celebrate Easter, then fuck that shit. Don't
That's
worry
cool
about
too.
It. Yeah, it's awesome. Don't matter.
I once again was put in on Easter in a situation, not that in my age now I'm overtly anti-religion or anything, but I certainly am keen in my like neo-Buddhist and basically that's it beliefs. Mm. You know, not that I need tempting anywhere, but I once again just had to like do a prayer like at the dinner. Like,
sure.
It was just on me.
Yes. Oh, you, and they gave
it was
you
on
the ball.
Me.
They gave you the ball.
No. Yeah. Like
no
they were
shit.
Like, they were like, our man's open. Like, cause I guess when I was fucking eight, I was the guy, you know, and occasionally
Kevin used to give bomb ass fucking.
Occasionally this happens to me.
No one gives grace like Kevin,
but I actually like, I hit it out of the park.
It's not too difficult, right? You're just
I orated it.
Let me see. I'm grateful about
Thank
these
you.
Things. Yeah, I'm you know
happy, healthy,
yeah,
homed,
sure.
Eating food.
Sure.
You know, you just hit the fucking.
Bro,
we're together.
I just spent 5 days with my grandfather and playing golf and stuff.
Was
and
it
my dude? They,
was it Christian?
We be holding hands and praying before every meal, type. You know,
every meal, three times a day
at the house. Yeah,
oh.
And
oh, wow.
you just roll with it, baby. You know,
if that had to happen to me so many times in a small period of time, I wonder how I would.
Just kind of go, amen, and then you eat.
Right on.
No, man, yeah, you gotta, I don't know. It can be difficult. I don't know why we're going down this philosophical rabbit hole, but...
I just wondered if that happens to other people. All of a sudden you're
depends.
I'm deep
like,
in
for,
Christian
for,
culture again.
For some people, yeah, man, some people, they live there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We're like, we're gentiles. We're
goys.
Yes.
I mean, we're off. We're outside.
Exactly. So
it's not a,
but you know,
we are going to hell, but it's not a bad thing. They wish we wouldn't, but you know, like
right?
I tried my best, you know,
no, but it's just one of those things that you have to deal with in life. And like, sometimes you just gotta be like, you just go with the flow. You know what I mean?
On the other hand, I ate 7 pieces of chocolate yesterday.
Very nice.
So, you know what I mean? And I had natural gummy jelly beans. Natural jelly beans.
What's a natural jelly bean?
I don't know. It tasted great. And it was a little less like hard and a little more chewy.
Okay.
Yeah. I had fucking like Wook jelly
like
beans.
Like less
dude.
Better like no like processed sugar in it or something.
Yeah, no weird dyes, so they weren't fun colors. Like
were
just
like muted.
I mean it did it, like if you opened it up as a kid, you'd be like, you know, like you'd be so bummed out. Mm-hmm. But the pear one was delightful. Pear jelly bean.
Jelly bell. Okay, first of all, I know we're talking about Wook beans. I'm talking about processed the man beans.
But Mr. Jelly Belly himself?
Yeah, Jelly Bellies. Okay. The pear one is one of, it's like succulent.
It's a green that I'm happy about. Yeah. I look at it and I'm like, that's, you're not
if,
trash.
And if you look close, it has little speckles on it like a pear would.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does. Sometimes the man gets it right. All right. I hope.
Hey, we hope you had a nice Easter. That's all I wanted to say.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right. So today.
Still busting through Final Fantasy VI, by the way. I have nothing to report. Playing a Super Nintendo RPG. Buckle in.
No, yeah. You're there for a while.
Just finally got a full party again after the world ended. And, of course, my fourth party member, a dude I never used one time.
What act would you say you're in? What act would you say you do here?
I am in Act 2, Scene 1 of 5.
Okay.
Yep.
So you're just...
Absolutely.
You're just ramping up.
It's gonna get nutty. Okay. But I think that Act 3 will only have, like, 2 scenes. So I think I'm in a way.
Okay.
I wasn't expecting them... Like I said before, Final Fantasy VI does this thing where they just force you to play with people. Because, like, you're in a small group, or you get separated, or this or that. And it's, like, sometimes it's like, oh, cool, I like this party. And sometimes it's like, I guess I have to grind for a while, because all these people are dog shit. Hmm. Just poo-poo. Poo-poo dog shit.
Okay.
Have you been playing anything else recently?
I can't bring myself to get back on, Gotham. On Gotham Knights.
Okay.
So I piddled around in Dave.
Dave.
So, you know, like, that's kind of like a comfort game for me now. It's
just
like,
you can put a little bit on it.
You can play it for 15, 20 minutes, or you can go and play it for 6 hours. Like, it's just one of those games for me that, I don't know. It just fucks. I just like it.
Fuck me. Damn it.
What's wrong?
I just went to go look and see if Gotham Knights had crossplay, and it does, but only between PC and Xbox.
Oh, not PlayStation?
Yeah, I have it on PlayStation.
No shit.
I wanted to see if maybe playing it
with
a fella
would
be...
Have you played it?
I have not.
You should give it like an hour and see like how generic it is.
Who did you play as? Robin?
I did as Nightwing.
All right. I'll be Bat Lady.
I think... you will? Okay.
Yeah. I'll just try the more closely Batman-ish one.
I don't know. There's two other ones.
Okay.
Two other Robins.
Very good.
Anyway, that's where I'm at, but that's all right. Sometimes, you know, not every day is going to be sexy playing video games. You know what I mean?
Definitely not. And
not
Dave, day, dude, Dave is such a fucking, like, you're right. Like, it's like, I'm going to put another chapter in my book down before bed.
You know, I really enjoy running the restaurant.
That was so much more my favorite part than fishing.
The fishing,
I got to a point
cool,
where fishing,
but...
I would be like, let's, come on.
Yeah.
Let's get done with this. I'm trying to.
I basically do the diving part because I'm obligated.
Yeah.
You know, you can skip.
You're
going
to get to a point where you can probably farm so much you never have to dive again.
Oh, I have so much shit in my aquarium.
And oh, yeah?
Like, I have like only like a couple, like maybe 2 or 3 nets that I need to unlock for the whole thing.
Holy shit.
Dude, I got
oh,
fish.
Oh, man. Yeah, you got fish. I only ever got like 3 of those.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I got like a real deep one.
Yeah.
And then like that middle left.
Oh, okay.
And then the top left. Oh. That's like all I ever opened up.
I think
up.
I had the top 3, the middle 2, and the bottom left. Like
that bottom left fish are, all those of those deep, dishes are ridiculous
but
money.
But you don't come across them much.
You don't, but the money's raw. Absolutely.
And it might be a little too insider baseball, but if you play Dave, you know about the... basically when you farm your fish, you don't want to use all your fish because then you can't grow other fish.
You have to leave two to fuck.
Yeah.
And you also have to make sure that you don't have so many of your fucking copulated fish. You don't have so many babies in there that they can't fuck anymore. That's a terrible
thing.
You can
go over time. I didn't know that.
You can, but it sounds like you've got them filled up.
I have a process. I scoop off the top and just, I hit each one. You know, it's just part of the day.
Do you leave just 2 or do you leave like...
I leave 2. Yeah, because there's an option where it just auto does it for you. It's like, take everything but 2.
Oh, well, thank you, Dave. That's a quality of life adjustment that I have not seen. I have not seen a just leave 2.
Yeah.
I just had to do it myself.
Mm-mm.
Am I hopping on Dave? Let's see what's
hey,
up.
Hey, man. You know, see what's good.
Did you see Godzilla yet?
No, not yet. I hear it's really, I hear it's busting. Have you?
No.
Oh, okay.
I just wanted to see if it was busting.
I saw that Kong had like a bionic arm. He has this yellow like exoskeleton arm thing that he bops bitches in the face with. He just bop.
When you gotta give a bitch a bop?
Yeah. Why I always gotta give a bitch a bop?
Yeah, but we absolutely need to put a little pimp hat on him. And that might be. You might see that again. That's
keeps,
all I'm
keeps
saying.
Keeps his Kong hand strong. All right, let's get into this podcast.
Let's.
All right, we're gonna be talking about content warning. The it's April Fool's fools. So
April Fool.
If you go
game.
To Steam, it's a free game today until tomorrow when it goes back to $8. So maybe you check it out.
Hope you got it, motherfucker. Yeah.
And then we're going to be talking about Triple I Initiative. Kevin tells me it's an
indie award. They want to do an indie awards game. Like they want to do their own E3. They want to do indie 3.
It's all online though.
Yes.
It's a digital showcase.
Yes, yes, yes. They're not going to make the same mistakes as E3.
No.
God.
You'd have to make it like akin to, I think to make that work, it has to be akin to like a comic book convention, like Comic-Con.
Yeah.
Like you have to have like a video game version of that that only happens, and that's what they wanted it to be, but like,
they it was too scopey. Yeah. And then all of a sudden PlayStation was like, I don't have my own.
Yeah.
Like, and they got to a point where fucking like, who is it? Who makes the cards? Radeon.
Mm.
Radeon was like, nah, we'll do our own. And they were like, you make fucking graphics cards. Are you, you won't come to the electronics expo? Shit.
Getting yeah. fucked up. Sony president Hiroki Totoki, I said it right, officially begins his role as interim CEO of PlayStation.
With Jim Ryan stepping down.
Goodbye, Jim Ryan.
Goodbye, Jim. And last but not least, just a quick solemn farewell to the Armored Core 5 Verdict Day servers that went down today. And a solemn hello to the Halo 2 servers
apparently,
who came back up
yeah.
just a while ago.
I should have done my due diligence, but I believe they're back up. But now they're saying shut down. Coming back. Server coming.
Yep. Nope. We got it. I got it.
Yes.
But that'll be
the official Insignia Twitter account posted a week ago. They're launching a public beta to revive the Halo 2 servers. And I apparently someone I play kickball with has been just nonstop been playing.
Absolutely.
This. He was so excited. He was like almost shaking. It was a little, it was interesting. He was so excited.
Oh yeah.
I never hopped on the Halo 2.
No, two.
I never owned like a Xbox until like 360.
I never saw live. I never saw a console hit the internet until the 360 and PS3 times. I also agree. I did, however, I had a friend who on 360 we would play Halo 3 and Halo 2 Griffball, and it was
Well, we played local. We would just play Halo Super Local at a homie's house.
So perfect.
This console has 4 ports.
Yeah,
you know?
Play fucking Lockout. Go get the sword. Fuck your friends up.
Yeah, pistols and swords.
Yeah. Wonderful. Yeah. Wonderful time.
Oh, yeah. It was a time.
You heard your friend get the sword because you heard someone go,
yeah.
And it wasn't you. Yeah. And you're like, fine, I'm going with the shotgun.
All right.
Fucking, I'm going to shoot him and then have both.
Or just try and get the sniper rifle and keep space between you.
We'll at a later podcast we'll be happy to talk about the Insignia project. We'll do a little more research into that.
Yeah.
And talk about that.
Sounds like a plan.
Later. Well, let's get right into it. Let's talk about Content Warning.
Content Warning, a free co-op horror game where you go viral on SpookTube or die trying, is rapidly climbing on Steam charts. These are the words of Morgan Park, and this is a PC Gamer article, and I just right before, and so did Kevin, acquired these games on Steam.
We did. We grabbed
and,
these.
And it's like less than a gig.
Oh, yeah. So, he downloaded it in lightning speed.
Maybe 10 seconds. So
on a Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
So, yes. I mean, yeah, be ready for that. They probably front loaded it because they knew people were going to. They were like, dude, just get this ready to go. Make it lean, mean, fucking machine. Also, I did want everyone to know, go viral on SpookTube or Die Trying. That's my favorite 50 Cent album.
Oh, no shit.
Sorry, I had to. I waited patiently too.
Yeah, you were like
2 minutes
up.
Ago. Mm-hmm. I was like, I'm gonna make this joke, and then I was like, And I listened to you and I was like, no, I won't forget.
It's no. Yeah. Sometimes you do have to hold it in a holding pattern because you got to wait for the right time.
Absolutely.
Morgan Park says the best April Fool's jokes in my book are the ones that you can play. Landfall, the studio behind Totally Accurate Battle Simulator, is arguably the king of the gag game. With past playable goofs, including PUBG parody, Totally Accurate Battlegrounds, Totally Accurate Battlegrounds, and Horse Drifting Racer Nightfall. For 2024,
my favorite
Faux Lethal Company is on the menu with Content Warning, a 2-4 player co-op horror game that challenges friends to venture into spooky places, record something scary on camera, then rake in the views. So far, it has been making a real life viral hit in the first hours of live on Steam. Content Warning is already sitting at very positive with over 400 reviews.
Whoa.
And it's climbing Steve currently with players chart with 23,000 players. Sorry, 23,000 players and rising. Landfall plans to charge $8 for the game, but in the past, but for its first 24 hours, Content Warning is completely free. So I hope you're watching this live, and
yeah, then you would know.
You can come out and check that out.
If you're listening to this right now, you have to pay $8 for it. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, that's unfortunate.
If you had just been on twitch.tv/getinthecargamer, you would have heard it.
Oh my god. Oh. Live. Mm. You would have known stuff right away.
Interesting how that works.
Interesting. it's also pretty fun. I played most of a round, and it was short by the host leaving. I instantly recognized two Landfall calling cards, simple textures, and ragdoll characters with the gait of perpetually buzzed college kids. Okay, first thing I noticed after arriving at my group's headquarters, a peaceful farmhouse in the middle of the forest, was a terminal where I could customize my spaceman's face, not with hair or nose menu options, mind you, but literally typing out character's face with ASC2 characters.
You make a smiley face for him. Right. That's funny. I like that.
Lethal Company veterans will quickly notice what's up here. There are three inventory slots, four flashlights and camera. Four flashlights? There's four different flashlights and a camera?
I hope there's not four different flashlights.
Instead of reaching a scrap quota, Content Warning traffics a different flavor of deadly capitalism views. Your goal is to reach a certain threshold of views in Spooktober over the three Spooktube over the 3 days, lest you fail and reach the virality and you fail to reach virality and I assume die of embarrassment. The map I visited was dark, completely indoor factory with scratched black texturing on every surface. Ugh. A few creatures hopped out of nowhere and started following us. One such weirdo was a mechanized Iron Maiden like death machine that suddenly dropped behind me while going down a hallway. I was wondering why it was just sitting there until I opened it up and it spit out a dead teammate. Nobody in my session was using a mic, or else I imagine we would have heard their screams.
We've heard me pee myself.
Unfortunately, I only turned the camera on in time to capture the aftermath. I wandered around with the camera for multiple minutes before I realized it was wasting tons of film. Oh. You can only capture a couple minutes of footage, so you have to be really picky with what you can constitute scurry.
Oh, interesting. So instead of trying to live in Lethal Company, you're trying to, capture your friends dying to the fucked up shit and then live. I fuck with that heavy. That's actually
so
very
if you
funny.
Die, you should probably come up with a good one-liner for when you get presented to your homies.
Tell my dog I didn't love him. honestly, I'm fucking with this pretty heavy. This is a game I may actually go open mic with one homie and then go in with some randos and try and sow a little terror.
Yeah.
And be funny about it. I would love to laugh humorously at some of these people. He just goes on to say that before the host left the game, a cockroach ate his face. And he's saying that the game is too silly to be, truly,
right.
Truly scary. Which, first of all, I like this. When they did Totally Accurate Battle Simulator, right when that one game that with the Knights came out, it was like they're making fun of your game that you worked really hard on in a way that it's like they're just poking. They're like, look, Look what we did. We made it silly. You know, and this, they're doing the same thing with Lethal Company, which was already kind of silly. But, like, I like this kind of thing where it's like, yes, the main idea is was kind of yours. But I'm just doing, you know, I'm riffing it.
That's how I would do it.
I'm riffing it a little bit.
Right.
You know.
And Lethal Company was like, this is just like a super simplified version of
yes. That. It's a cute, simple, you know, I think the fact even that it's $8 is really nice too. That's a perfect price, although we got it for an even better price. Mm-hmm. Perfect price though for it. Mm-hmm. I think you and I might have to hop on this and play a little.
I think so.
Because this sounds kind of hilarious. It looks like it'll run on just about anything, by the way. I'm not seeing any textures out here that are blowing my mind.
Yeah, the game was less than a gig. I can't imagine.
Right. What was that one you were playing? Don't pee yourself?
Something like that. You're supposed to sneak to the bathroom without getting caught.
Without being loud.
Something weird.
Yeah, it was odd.
It was like they had to make a game out of going to take a piss in the middle of the night. So
I just remember when we were trying to get frames on your computer, and we just turned all the textures down, and like you got frames, but it just looked like shit.
No,
it was Play-Doh. Bad. Looked like poo-poo. We're gonna play this. You're gonna catch us playing this. I hope you guys hop on there with us. Maybe we'll get a little Discord event going on. You never know. Grab it.
All right, let's move on to the Triple I.
Ah, yes.
Triple I Initiative.
So I have a little article here from the good folks at rockpapershotgun.com. Mm-hmm. It says the developer of Dead Cells, Darkest Dungeon, and Slay the Spire are launching their own quote-unquote Triple I Game Awards. We have to find new ways of trying to break through, it says. I like this. On April 10th, it's saying, the digital showcase for Triple I games. Tune in for 45 minutes of bangers, it says. World premieres, exclusive gameplays, demos, and drops. And then it says, may contain traces of roguelites, which is very funny. Indie games love being roguelites. And some of these words come to us from Edwin Evans Thurlwell of Rock Paper Shotgun's fame. A regular Rogues Gallery of independent game developers, including the makers of Dead Cells, Slay the Spire, Darkest Dungeon, Spiritfarer, Terraria, and V Rising, that's quite the group, have clubbed together to run their own video game showcase, the Triple I Initiative. Initially screening on 10th April, thank you, Europe, it will be a 45-minute, unhosted back-to-back series of trailers, reveals, and surprise game or demo releases designed to highlight fan favorite games and hype up established indie classics as well as new IPs. It could become a yearly thing, but that'll obviously depend on how well the first showcase goes down. According to a few of the organizers, the Quadruple Eyes.
I literally had to get up close because you know you get.
Oh wait a second.
You get it's Triple I Initiatives.
The Four Eyes.
Yeah, it's four.
The Four Eyes. As they shall now and forever be known, reflect a high level of anxiety, even among more established indie teams, about finding an audience together with feeling that they aren't served by existing showcases like the Jeffies, with their blockbuster headliners, celebrity cameos, and extended Kojima soliloquies. No, they really do let him talk. Al Pacino. Jeff had Al Pacino come up and be like,
wow.
He had just done that for 3 minutes and then been like, the award goes to God of War. And then just walked. Done that Joe Biden thing where he doesn't.
God of War.
It's me. Kratos. All right. The inaugural showcase won't make anybody any money directly. There will be no sponsors or advertising because indie companies are all based. And all the participants are chipping in to meet the cost of production. The idea began life at Evil Empire, the current developers of Dead Cells, who have spent much of the last year or so convincing other studios to join. Small update, a representative of Evil Empire has requested that I clarify that Motion Twin are the original creators of Dead Cells. Evil Empire have handled ongoing development and live ops since 2019. I don't know that I needed to say that, but you can't edit your real life.
Trust me.
Yeah, I've tried. just keep pulling on it. It's the same size. Quote, we came up with this idea when we had to announce our own game and couldn't find a fitting place to announce it in the showcase landscape. Because on one side, there are the big showcases such as the Game Awards, which are more for AAA games and games with really big budgets. On the other hand, there are showcases that may be more focused on smaller indies, and we couldn't really identify ourselves as a studio. I mean, between those two, we felt there has to be an in-between spot that needed to be filled somehow. They needed an average. They needed a, like, Goldilocks perfect place.
Well, we kind of talked about, like, what constitutes an indie, you know, game.
And they're saying we're bigger than indie because they've described now a smaller game than them. We really are in the AA era. Hmm. We are triple I, double A. What do we like? Triple I kind of like. Like an indie game that's got such a base under it, such a, I don't know. I'll have to think about that. We won't have to go, you know, too much farther into this. I'm going to scroll down to here. Cause I liked what this guy said, the guy from Thunder Lotus. Here we go. He said, we're like third stage indie. Early days being indie was notable in and of itself, and there was an appetite to discover and support those games. And then a lot of us are second generation, where we learned from that and had success. But there's like an arms race now in the industry, and some of the marketing techniques on the hooks that landed in the second generation are no longer relevant, and we have to find new ways of trying to break through. He says, I think one of the most sobering parts is when you see games that are quite good get released and just disappear. And that just goes back to not taking anything for granted. We have evolved our marketing over time. We need to find new ways to reach the people. It's a weird case where the audience continues to grow. Games like Pal World had numbers that we haven't seen ever, but simultaneously more and more games are just disappearing. I would say that's extremely agreeable. There are a lot of sick games that come out and get, you know, a month or two in the spotlight and they're gone. I would have even called Pal World one. Have you heard anything about Pal World lately?
Aside from them doing another beta or some open beta coming up, no.
Not really.
And I just happened to see that on Reddit today.
I've heard more about the new, like, what people think the new Resident Evil game will be than I've heard anybody talk about shooting Pokemon in the mouth.
No, I know.
And that, for a second, that was everything.
Yeah.
That was all over the world.
Well, it's just weird when, you know, the game's not released, right?
Yeah, it's early access.
Not finished.
Early access.
It's such a weird thing I don't like that.
My weirdest thing with them was the Xbox and PC one being different too.
What?
With Pal World, not the same.
Oh, that's weird.
Oh yeah.
No, I was just gonna say that like it's a I lost my train of thought. God damn it.
I ruined it. I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. It was just about Pal World and I don't even know.
I shouldn't have interrupted you.
No, you're fine.
I did not. This is interesting to see the actual indie developers themselves feeling like they don't have a place to announce their stuff. And I guess if you're not with Devolver, you can't do it there, huh? That was basically, in my mind, the indie like game expo was the Devolver one almost. So them doing their own is sick. I just thought some of these, Terraria, Dead Cells, these are games that started this small and then through years and years of continued development and support have only become, you know, cult huge, even past cult. People still play Terraria to this day. And it's like, it's not 2012 anymore.
The whole thing I was going to say about Pal World is just, it's weird that they would put out a game that's not finished. And like it became super popular, and like it's a strategy now. It's not even like no, it's cool. We'll make a bag in the front end,
no matter what.
Yeah, and then we'll have some longevity because there'll be people that stick around, and
sure,
and then one day we might actually finish the game, maybe. But we're gonna make money along the way,
right? Do you think they do that just to even see if it's worth finishing? Like,
that's such a weird thing to wrap your head around, that they would start something with the idea that they may not even finish it, but they're like, look, we're going to make a back.
But everyone gave them the opportunity to do it.
Like, and at what so point many can games they pull never the plug? Got finished. At what point can they pull the plug and just be like, look, we're making money here, but like we're starting to lose money because less money's coming in. And So we're just going to cut our losses.
There's a stagnation that has to happen, especially in the case of PAL World. How many of those people playing the game are playing it on Game Pass and therefore have contributed no money to PAL World? You know, because Xbox buys those.
Do we know how that works?
It's just a...
How do they get paid? How do the people getting on
in a vague way, it's like a bulk licensing deal. Like, we're going to pay you based on how many people...
Xbox cuts a check to the game, the company that holds the IP of that amount, game.
Based on how many people we think you're going to bring to Game Pass and versus how many you would have sold, vice versa.
Interesting.
It's...
How do they sell that? Is it just the upfront?
Think of how many people will play your game if I put it on the front page of their Xbox.
Yeah, but if that doesn't equate into sales, you know what I mean? If like the potential...
It equates into Xbox sales.
What Xbox is hoping is that the game is super popular. You know what I mean? And...
Well, if you buy something in the in-game store, Xbox gets a cut.
Well, they are providing the PR...
They are.
There is a built-in...
Big marketing bump.
You know, a big, you know... build in for that. And you know, if it doesn't play well on live, you still got your bag. And then if it does do well on live, which Xbox is hoping it will, obviously,
yes,
because that brings in more people, more time
to the Xbox ecosystem.
The more they spend in the ecosystem, the more money they spend.
That's what Phil thinks. History may prove him wrong, but that is what he thinks. Yeah, I know. I would love to. Maybe one day we should try and do a deep dive and find out. We should try to find a little developer that got Game Pass and see how that works. See how they liked it. We would love to put your little face up and then blur it and then put that.
Xbox came to my house and kicked my puppy.
I would love to do that. That sounds really funny.
Phil came over and exposed himself to my daughter. He had cheese whiz all over it. It was ridiculous. I think he's taking the cheesesteak thing a little far.
I could do that voice all day. That's like a lot of fun.
It's really not that bad. Is he just kind of talk with her mouth in a certain voice? And kind then of you do your throat like this. And then I just remember looking at him unzipping his pants.
You kind of do a sling blade, and you just let it. You just let you. So it's like a low sling blade, and then.
I don't think that was a pickle in his pants. But
anyway,
we have too much. We had too much fun with that. Listen, as a podcast, we have always wholeheartedly supported the indie developers making some of the finest and best games out there since the heyday of gaming. And we think you guys having your own Game Awards show sounds lit, and I really want to see that.
I think it's appropriate for an indie game. I don't think it's appropriate for an indie game to have such longevity that it's like a paid service.
Yes.
Or Call of Duty type game.
All right.
I think that it should have a certain shelf life, because that's the whole thing with indie games, is that they shouldn't take as long to make.
And they shouldn't take as long to play.
And they shouldn't, yes. And so you should be able to fit more in.
Yeah.
So.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the rule now. That's the dogma. That's
new rule. New dogma. No dragons. Just dogmas now.
Mm-hmm.
No, I like that. I also don't think that indie games should have to stand up against fucking... I don't think Omori should have to go up against Witcher 3 for best RPG. Yeah. I don't think they should have to fight. I agree with that as well. All right. I look forward to that. April 10th. What day is that? It's going to be next Wednesday? Next Thursday?
10th is the
next Friday.
Wednesday.
Next Wednesday.
Right?
Oh, guys, we'll be talking to you about it.
Today's the 1st, so 7 days from today is the 8th, and then 9th and 10th.
Yeah, I was right the first time, but I got worried.
Second guess yourself. It's like a multiple choice answer.
I know. Just got to go with your gut.
Trust your gut.
We will be happy to tell you what happens there. Just get ready for that.
All right. Let's move on to video game catalog.
Chronicles. The
Chronicles. VGC. Sony. Sony presented Sony president Hiroki Tokey officially begins his role as interim CEO of PlayStation. Jim Ryan is out. Sony president, COO, and CFO Hiroki Totoki. Officially, I just feel like I'm making fun of his name when I say his name. Hiroki Totoki.
Yeah, because it seems like it seems offensive. Yeah, it but seems it's not. Like it's his name.
Hiroki Totoki officially. It's fun to
Toyota
say.
Toyota Kanji Nagasaki.
Yeah.
Said today the following. I know, but it's not. That's his name.
Right. It was announced on September 23rd that then CEO Jim Ryan would be stepping down, with Hiroki Totoki taking over April 1st, 2024.
April Fools. The day's come.
Ryan has now officially left the company, with Totoki stepping into to oversee the PlayStation division while keeping his current role as Sony Group. Isn't that the way?
Damn.
Totoki, my guy, don't you you get a raise, but not really, when you're just taking on more work and double the
desk isn't full enough.
Hiroki is taking on more work than he needs to. It's doubling the work.
Yeah, no, he took
for the
on
same pay,
too
probably.
Much work. Yeah, no, this is
you can't
up.
Be a yes man all your life, Totoki. All right, Mr.
He's like, I don't know, I'm the CEO of Sony.
Yeah. Now that you put it that way, I think I can just keep...
I may have yesed my way to the top.
Mr. Totoki will work closely with Sony Group Corporation Chairman and CEO Kenichiro Yoshida and the management team of SIE to help define the next chapter of PlayStation's future, including the succession of the SIE CEO role. Sony said in a statement at the time, although its interim CEO role officially starts today, Totoki had already started visiting studios in recent months and has already made his views on Sony Games' strategy clear. More hentai. In February, during Q&A sessions...
The pussies aren't filled up enough.
Where's the tentacles? Following Sony's latest financial results briefing, Totoki said he wants Sony to be aggressive, when it comes to improving its gaming division's profit margins, which he says can partly be achieved with greater focus on bringing first-party gamers to PC.
Everything we say in this podcast becomes the real life. Deus Ex will be remastered.
Put it into existence. Addressing a question asking why the game division has been seeing an increase in gross income but not profits, where money go, Totoki says, made it.
Spending a lot, not receiving enough.
A lot of out, not a lot in. Totoki made it clear that his feeling, he feels releasing games multi-platform, which he seemingly clarified as meaning PC, continues to be the way forward.
I like
smart
that,
man.
Yeah, I'm gonna put all our games out on the two platforms, PlayStation and PC.
Yes,
the two.
Mm-hmm. There's
no,
no X,
I don't know.
There's no X in our alphabet.
No, it goes S Y Z.
Yes.
An extra S.
Wait a minute. In the past, we wanted to popularize consoles, and a first-party title's main purpose was to make the console popular, he explained. This is true, but there is synergy to it.
Oh.
So you have to strong. You have to have strong first-party content. Your business nips.
My business nips got so hard. I'm so tweaked when he synergized like that.
My synergy stick.
This is... I'm about to synergize. Okay.
This is true.
I'm so sorry.
There is synergy to it. So if you have strong first-party content, not only on our console, but also I'm lightheaded. Our platforms like computers. A first-party game came to grow with multi-platform, and that can help operating profit to improve. So that's another one we want to proactively work on. I personally think that there are opportunities out there for improvement of margin. So I would like to go aggressive on improving our margins performance.
Oh, he is dry. He's a dry, bloody businessman, dude. He's gonna run Sony Interactive Entertainment like a fucking katana, dude, just slicing.
I'm just gonna finish with this in an official translation of the Q&A provided by Busey. By Sony, Totoki said that while he was impressed by Bungie's ability as a video game developer, he felt it could make improvements from a business perspective.
Oh. Okay. He just bought that.
Yeah, he said
Jim Ryan's last thing he did was buy Bungie.
He visited them.
So he was like, I went and took a look and was, they were being a little silly. I don't know.
I visited the Bungie studios and had meetings with the management, and I saw the employees working in the studios were highly motivated, showing great creativity as well as an impressive knowledge of live services.
That's impressive knowledge of live services.
I also felt that there was room for improvement from a business perspective with regard to areas such as use of business expenses and assuming accountability for development timelines.
The code-free sound machine is gone.
The dialogue to come up with some good solutions. That is pretty much, Kevin, if you ever go into corporate life as a higher up, your main job is to save the company money.
Yes.
By any means necessary.
Absolutely.
So keep that in your back pocket.
The Coke machine's going.
Get your synergy stick going and diversify those bonds, neighbor. So
he was like, a long time ago, you used to make games so that your console would sell. Now you make games so that they'll sell. So we're going to do that.
We're going to make money.
Dude, I swear to God, if we get to a place where it's just like, I don't know. Here's my concern. Let's get a little informal here.
Tell me. Oh, the laptop is closing. It's informal.
Okay, so this interim CEO, which, by the way, I don't know. He sounds like he's got a lot to do. I don't know how long he's going to stay around, but the interim CEO of Sony Interactive Entertainment, which is a major part, but not the major part of Sony Group in Japan, is saying out loud to people who are listening to him, be a businessman, he's saying out loud, I don't feel like the console is that big a deal anymore. In between the lines of what he's saying, he said nothing about making a better console, hardware sales, nothing like that. He just talks about the games. He talks about live services. He talks about this and that. At the exact same time, we have a man fill up your grave, cheesesteak, Spencer, standing and talking to people who will listen to him say that the way forward for them has to be multi-platform software. Another man who suggests, who only says hardware to say, we're not getting out of the hardware game. Well, don't think that. He only invokes the word to make sure you know he's still making some.
It's there if you would like.
But, I don't know. You know, just saying.
But you could always catch us on your PC or your tablet or your phone.
Streaming it.
Right. Paying for a monthly service.
Yeah. Continuing to pay me. I think we're just hurtling towards the point where you're buying a fucking modular PC that says Xbox on the side, and in 5 years Xbox will send you, if you purchase it, they will send you a new graphics card and fucking CPU mod, and that'll be the new Xbox. It'll be a PC that's easier, a plug and play modular PC that says X on the side, and you turn it on and it doesn't boot to Windows, it boots to fucking the Xbox XMB.
Well,
I don't think Sony has to do that yet, but boy, those controller handles on that phone.
Totoki was talking, it sounds like they might be leaning that direction.
Totoki thinks the controller handles on the phone is the tits.
Right.
He loves that. Oh, you guys, have some more.
Mm.
They just partnered with Razer to make another backbone.
It is hard to fathom a world without consoles.
It's sad. It's upsetting to think there will only be one thing.
That would be really weird if it becomes like a you play console like you listen to vinyl. You know what I mean? Like,
that did the opposite of the synergic jizz. that my soul hurt when you said that.
And there, I honestly don't think it'll be like that, because I think too many people.
It's still too big.
It's still too big. There'd have to be some kind of weird rapid population growth weird thing where, like, it's only practical to like make it on a phone, like, that's this is the way to make money, and that might be the direction we're going, with paid service games.
Yeah, but you know, those games suck. And the people who actually play fucking games know they suck. So yeah, you're right. There's got to be, there has to be a market for real games.
There will be a market, but what will be bigger is probably mobile.
Well,
I mean, it's already bigger. They're already making more money.
They do. I mean, yeah. Activision Blizzard King. After
they already
all.
Make. Yeah. Yeah, Activision Blizzard King.
Junior.
Yeah, I know.
Activision Blizzard King.
Can you supersize
King.
My Activision
Have it your way.
Can you supersize my Activision Blizzard King Junior?
I swear to God, it is. It's chocolate. Do you want chocolate on your Activision Blizzard King Junior?
Yeah.
No, actually, I don't. Make the whole thing again. Fire in the hole. Yeah, it's not every time we sit down to do this podcast, but I think every month, one time we sit down to do this podcast, and the fucking future of games gets bleaker and bleaker. It's just looking sandy.
At what point do we become just old curmudgeoned, just like...
It might have already happened.
Yeah.
It might have already happened. That one day 3 years ago where I was just like, no, I've given it time. I don't get Fortnite. That might have been the moment. You know, like we might have... Someone literally went, all right, I don't give a fuck about this shit anymore.
No, I don't know. I think there might be an age where you do get to where you're like, well, I mean, it's a generational thing, because I think that people that grew up playing Fortnite and they get older, they're just going to be like, Fortnite's the shit.
They absolutely will.
No, I mean, it's never been, it's always been, and it always
will
be.
How we talk about Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2, kids are talking about Fortnite, not kids. College-aged people getting their penis sucked are talking with their friends after coming, like,
maybe
about Fortnite.
Maybe we do have an issue with the youth in America.
We do.
I just put on a red hat. And maybe...
We need to make games great again.
I'm just saying.
Get him out of here.
Magaga. Make great games great again.
Man, that man just single-handedly ruined red hats. I mean, you got to have a maroon hat now.
I like Larry David's, like, only in certain situations to get out of it.
The motorcyclist comes up. Sorry, brother. Hey, be more careful.
Yeah.
He was like, oh, shit.
It's good.
Doesn't he put it on because he doesn't want that dude to have lunch with him?
That's
like the catalyst.
Yes. It's just a tool for him. It's like when his mom died. He was just like, I'm sorry, my mom died.
Yeah, he was milking.
I don't know. What's it called when
he
you
was breaking
what's
plans.
It, what's it called when you want to spend time with somebody?
He had an engagement.
He was breaking prior engagements.
Yeah.
All right.
He was jamming it up. Listen, if you are afraid that we're curmudgeonly, I don't think we are, but I think that not to toot our own horn, but I think this sort of viewpoint is valid because there is no shortage of media about what a fucking 17-year-old right now thinks of shit. That's all over the world. We know how you guys feel it because you're ruining the gaming industry right now as we speak. Just buying it up. Just purchase. Just killing us all. But, you know.
He's cooking.
But what we need to get back to, you know, the real essence of gaming. The Resident Evil 2 disc in the PlayStation 1 of life. Reading memory card slot 1. You know, that's the shit we need to find again. I don't know. I know there's someone out there who listens to our podcast who literally is like, I haven't been happy since the PlayStation 1 Classic dropped.
Damn.
You know, the state of games is so different from how it was. Yes, games back then were still about making money, and there were plenty of them. The Tom and Jerry game for Super Nintendo. Satan made that himself to steal money from children who liked cartoons. What a piece of shit. But it's like... There are people out there making games that are worth playing, and we will continue to tell you about them.
Yes.
That's my promise to you.
All right. It makes me feel good.
I feel pretty good.
Everyone likes a promise.
Mm-hmm.
You know? A guarantee.
Yeah. My pants are all filled with
the guarantee on the box.
My pants are all filled with synergies. I'm sticky.
All right.
Better get out of here.
All right. Take us home.
Thank you guys so much for listening to our podcast. We're a video games podcast. Available everywhere. Pods are consumed, but the home base is at soundcloud.com/getinthecargamer. and on Spotify. So check us out there. We really appreciate it. We also are a live Twitch stream, live pods, live potties, twitch.tv/getinthecargamer Monday and Thursday. Check that out. If you like the pod, you should give it a like. If you want to hear more, you should follow and subscribe. And until next time, it's time to get out of the car, gamers, and get into the jungle. Bye-bye.
You can't handle the truth!
Thank you.